Yud Zayin Adar Rishon, Friday the 26th of February, Rabbi Michael Sorotskin, Amalek in Bnei Brak. It's a crossword clue.
Sukim at the very beginning of Sefer Shmuel Beis read as follows. Vayi acharei Mois Shaul v'David shav mehakois eso amolek vayeshev Dovi b'tziklog yomim shnayim. He by Yom Ashlishi, Vine Ish Bomin Amachane Meim Shol, God of Kruim, Vadom Aldoishoi, Vahi Bevoyoel Dovid, Vaipoel Arzo, Vaishtochu, Vayomeloi Dovid, Amy Ze Tovoi, Vayomerelov, Mimachane Israel, Nimlatati, Vayomelov Dovid. Ma hoyo adovor hagednoli, vayoyme asher nas omina milchomo vegam arbei nofo minoom, vayomusu vegam shol vayohoynoson benoi meisu. Vayoyme dovid elana magidloi, eich yodato ki meis shol vayohoynoson benoi, vayoyme hanara magid, nikro nikreisi behara gilboya, והנה שאול נשעון על חניסוי, והנה הרכב ובעלי הפרושים הדביקוהו. ויפן אחרוב ויראיני, ויקרו אלוי, ויאמר הנני, ויאמר לי, מי אתו? ואומר אלוב עמלקי אנוכי. ויאמר אלי, עמדנו עלי ומויססני, כי אחזני השבץ, כי כלעד נפשי בי. ואמן אלו ואמויססיו כי יודעתי כי לא יחיה אחרי נפלוי ואקח הנזר אשר על רוישוי ואצעודו אשר על זרוי ואביהם אל אדוי ניהנו.
I will stop right here just to recap what happened. The young man comes to David who sits in Ziklag. We know David has a long history, not such a friendship with Shaul, his father-in-law in one of the Shidduchim. And this Nar is portraying a story that happened in a milchama. Says, I came to Har Gilboa, to the mountain of Gilboa, and I stood there, and I see Shaul HaMelech together with Yohanasson Bnei. Shaul at that time was stabbed. He was already stabbed. He Ochazani HaShavotz. Radak learns of Chazani HaShavotz, he was at that time already stabbed, bleeding to death. And he said, please do me a favor and confirm my death. I want you to take a knife and kill me 100%. Because I don't want to have the pleasure of the Arelim that they should be the one called killing me. So please do so. Says the boy, I indeed took the knife and I really stabbed him again and Shaul died. And if you don't believe me, here is the crown and here is the jewelry that the king of Israel, Shaul, wore as a proof that he is dead. He thought he's doing a big favor to David because Shaul and David were not friends. He's telling you, your big enemy, I contributed to his death. Vayachazek David bibgodo, vayikroem, vechola anoshim ha-sheyitoi, vayispedu, vayivku, vayotsumo adoerev. David rips his clothes and he starts calling upon a fast day because of the death of Shaul HaMelech. Vayoymer David elanar,
Hamagid loy emi ze oto. Vana kum ta'id, who are you? Vayomer ben ish ger amoleki anoichi. I am a son of a man who is amoleki. Vayomer elov David, eich lo yoreiso lishloach yotcho l'shaches es Mashiach Hashem. How weren't you scared to be sheleach yad to kill Mashiach Hashem? Shaul was a Navi, one of the Nevi'im, the Gemara states. Hagam Shaul ba-Nevi'im. Vayikro David le'echod ma'ane'orim vayoymer gesh gaboy. David calls one of the boys and says, no, take care of him. Vayokeyu vayomois. And he kills him, right there. Vayoymer lov David, domcho al roishcho. Ki picho ono b'chol le'oymer ani moisati es Mashiach Hashem. The death is well deserved because you were moide yourself that you contributed or you clinched the death of Shaul. I would like to suggest four questions. Number one, when the kid, the boy, comes over to David, he tells him the story. He says, when I met Shaul, Shaul asked me, who are you? So the story started. Pasuk Chet, mi ato, vayoymer lishe. Shaul asked me, he already said, I am Amaleki. So why, after he tells David the story of what happened and the current events, David again asks him, Vanakum Ta'id, who are you? And the answer is again, Ben Ish Ger Amaleki Anoichi. Why is it repeated once again? If David doesn't believe what he said the first time, there is no raya that his identity card will be authenticated in the second time. Number two, why was this Nar Amaleki killed? Why was he killed? Shtei Befeirush. David says, Eich lo yoreiso lishloyach yad b'mashiach Hashem. You were a Ritzayach. You killed, not only you killed someone who is called Mashiach Hashem. And he says, Domcho al roishcho, you should know, David specifies, your punishment is only due to the fact that you kihorakto, because you killed, you said, Anoichi Moisati es Mashiach Hashem. So David kills this Nar Amaleki for one reason. Because he killed Shaul Mashiach Hashem. What happened to Amaleki? I came here at the end of last year, somebody spoke about Amaleki. He's Yenoig Basmanazeh, he's not Noig Basmanazeh. But certainly, in the time of David and Shaul, Amalek, the mitzvah Mechias Amalek, was no Hague. So why does David have to come and tell him, after he verified and he said, I am Amaleki, why does he have to come on and say, Yan ki orakto meisato es Mashiach Hashem? You are Amaleki, you have a mitzvah, chaparayim, kill him!
Forget, forget.
Number three. There is a concept in the Gemara in Baba Kama and in different places, the Rambam Paskins, Ein Adam Meisim Atzmoy Rosho. Although there is a halacha Yedos Baal Din, this applies only to Dinei Mominus. But to Knas and Dinei Nefoshes, there is a halacha Ein Adam Meisim Atzmoy Rosho. Which means a person can never walk into base and say, I was Mechal Shabbos, kill me. No such a thing. The two Eidim come and say, you Mechal Shabbos, you deserve Misa. But if you were not, did not have any Eidim to the Misa, which is Mechayev your Misa, a person cannot be Mechayev himself, al pi Oidoas Atzma. So how in the world does David kill him, Oidoas Atzma? Oh, you said, Picho Anabecho, you yourself admitted, confessed. Number four, the halacha is, ahoireg es hatreife is potter. The halacha, that somebody who is a treife, who is a treife? A treife is defined somebody that would not live 12 months, yud beis chodesh. So ahoireg es hatreife, the Rambam says, is chayev misel shamayim, like ahoireg es hagoises. There's a list of people that Beis Din cannot kill if they commit some kind of death. One of them is treifer. So heure gesa treifer is potter. This young boy, which will live me, the whole Maaseh he's saying over. He's saying that Ochazani HaShavotz, says the Radak, he's already goisesing. He's mefarpel. He's a goises show. He just doesn't want to have the pleasure of having, say, Areilim Shilchu Biyad. So all this young Ger HaMoleki did, he basically kirev misosay of somebody who is defined al pi halacha estreif. That's the case. Why in the world did David kill him? Because David had it very good. He wanted to kill this boy. He says, "This is your Amaleki. And kill him. No, I'm killing you because you shalach the yad b'Mashiach Hashem. And you have to understand also, Mashiach Hashem seems to be there's no difference in killing a king or killing a simple person. A Jew is a Jew wherever he is, whatever he is." But let's not discuss it right now at this specific topic that we're talking about today. Comes along the Meir Simcha Beremez at the end of the parsha of Mechias HaMolech. It says like this. The MS is in the Mechilta in Parshas Beshalach, steht azay. At the end of Parshas Beshalach says the Mechilta as follows. Rabbi Lozer Oimer, Nishbo Hamokoim Bekisei Hakovet Shiloi, Shim Yovoyu Mikol Ha'umois, Sheyekablu. Anyone, from anyone, any of the nations will come, you ekablu him. Ula Moluku Beisoi, Lo Yekablu. Kodesh Baruch Hu, it's in Moyer Dikaloshim. Kodesh Baruch Hu was Nishbo. Kodesh Baruch Hu swore. Not only swore, he held out his Kisei Hakovet and said as follows. Any goy from any one of the umois who would like to come and convert to become a Jew, the Kabbalim gave him the umos ha'ilam with no restrictions, no reservations, and we don't deprive anyone from becoming a Jew. Chutz me'amolek ha'beis. If Amolek will ever come in the history of Klal Yisrael would like to be megayer, you're not mekabel. How do we know this? How does Rabbi Elazar HaMoidoi know this halacha that if somebody comes from Shenemar, Vayomer David Lana Eimi Zei Ato, Vayomer Ben Ish Ger HaMoleki Anoich. It says that when this young boy came, he asked him, "Who are you?" He says, "I'm the son of Ger HaMoleki." Nizkar David Be'oisa Shom Hashenemar L'Moshe Rabbeinu, Im Yovo Mikol Ha'umis Bo'ilu Mizgar She'kablu Mibay Shem Lo Yekablu. Miyad Vayoyimer Elov David Domcho Aroishcho Ki Picho Ono Becho Lekach Ne'em Amidor Do. Seems to the Mechilta Machzach Nishvisindik. It says he came and he was Amoleki and he says I'm a Ger and he says Eim Mekavim Gerim Amolek. David, remember that moment he was contemplating and debating what to do with this boy. But in the second he said that I'm Amaleki, David reminded himself of the halacha. Therefore, he killed him right away, Dom Choroncho. But it seems to be a bit ambiguous, because if we read the Pesukim up there, Shtet Nishkim Vot, he killed him as Amaleki, Shebefeilish, the Pesuk Nikra Amolek Dibra Akosuf, that the killing of this, now Amaleki, was due to the fact Shalachta Yod v'Mashiach Hashem. And what in the world does it say here in the Mechilta? Zochtum Simcha, a beautiful word. The truth of the matter, that a Yid is not Neherag Beridoas Atzimoy. But a Goy is Neherag Beridoas Atzimoy. Why? You'll ask me why. I'll tell you why, says the Chinuch. Because the reason why a person can't come to Beis Din and say a Dvar Resha about himself, Eino Dom Eisi Matzimoy Rosho, the Gemara says in Sanhedrin in Daftes, because Odom Koroiv Etzel Atzmoy. Every person is related to himself. And there's a Psul Kurva. So a Koroiv cannot be made on himself. There's no greater relative of a person than the person himself. However, Benoyach, the halacha is, by any Goy, a Koroiv is not possible Eidus. So therefore, a Benoyach is Neherag Beoidoas Atzmoy. Now, when this young man came, he said, Amaleki, David was contemplating, what kind of Amaleki you are? You are Amaleki, Amaleki, or you Ger Amaleki, what did you do? He answers the second time, unlike the first time, I'm not Amaleki, Amaleki, but I'm Ger Amaleki. Which means I made Gerus as an Amaleki. Nizgar David ve'oyis ha'shoah. David reminded himself of that moment. So, ein mekabun geirim ha'amolek. Nishbak ha'nishbocho bekisa ha'kovet. Therefore, his geirus is null and void. He is not indeed a geir. He's a goy. Because ein mekabun geirim ha'amolek. That's the case. Once he's a goy. A goy is neherak bo'idos atzme because a korev is kosher la'idus by a goy. And furthermore, Ahoyreg es atreifet goy shehog es atreifet talochi is chayv misa. Is no the distinction between a bar kayomo and a treifa is only a distinction said by Yisroel. By a goy, even if he kills a treifa, somebody that will not survive 12 months, goy has other stipulations to the halacha of leisil tzach said by Zion mitzvahs bnei noach. Therefore, he tells them. Ben ish ger amaleki, tov does niskar she'im bekabun ger me'amolek, resulting in that he is not a real Jew. If he's not a real Jew, he's a goy. If he's a goy, he's neherak boido asatzmoy. Therefore, picho olcho b'chok yaraktas mishiach Hashem. Therefore, you're resulting in, you well deserve your death, as a roitzeach, even boido asatzmoy, and even though, under the circumstances, you were killing somebody who had a deal. So this is Rabbi Simcha Kedarko Bakredish. I elaborated a little bit in two lines. He says it, and I simplified and served you on a golden platter the holy words of Rabbi Simcha. However, notwithstanding the above, they asked me to speak about a topic. They're always, the one who is arranging it is looking for something catchy, maybe to get a bigger crowd. So he thinks if the title would be a more of an interesting title, there will be more of an oilom to come. But there is a Gemara, a fascinating Gemara, Sai in Masechet Sanhedrin, Perek Chelek in Daf Tzadik Vov Amud Beis, and Sai in Perek Hanizokin in Gitin Daf Nun Zayin. The Gemara says as follows, listen to that. Tono Rabbonon, Naamon, the Sar Tzva Arom, Geir Toysha Hoyo. Nevuzaradan, Geir Tzedek Hoyo. Mibnei Bonov Shel Sisro, Lindu Toyro Bi Yerushalayim. Listen to this. Mibnei Bonov Shel Sancheiriv, Lindu Toyro Barabim. Umaniu Shmai Vavtalion. Mibnei Bonov Shel Homon, Lomdu Toyro Bi Bnei Brak. From the 8 o'clock, from Haman, long the Torah be Benoi. Who is this Bnei Bonov Shel Haman? There's a big controversy amongst the Girsoyas in several sources of early manuscripts. Who is this Bnei Bonov Shel Haman? Gemara seems to be saying that in Gittin, that Rabbi Akiva was Bnei Bonov Shel Sisera who taught Torah be Rishalayim. In Bnei Bonov Shel Haman is Rav Shmuel Bar Sheilas. However, he who knows history and geography knows that it's not Itochen, because Rabbi Shmuel Bar Sheilas lived in Yerushalayim, and Rabbi Akiva is the one who lived in Bnei Brak. And indeed, in some early Rishayim, the Girsa is the other way around, that Bnei Bonov Shel Homon Lomdu Teira B'Bnei Brak. This is Rabbi Akiva. We know Rabbi Akiva, Maisib Rabbi Akiva, everybody's going to read in the Haggadah, Rabbi Akiva is a citizen of Bnei Brak. And Rabbi Akiva is an Einakul Fun Ben Bonov Shel Homon Alosh. And he, long the Torah of Bnei Brak, Milan Lugod Lekar Rabbi Akiva, the Gemara Menachos tells us that Rabbi Akiva, Re'uya Torah Shetimasa Aliyon, the Ish Echod Akiva Ben Yosef Shmoy. It was great, Moshe Rabbeinu says, why are you giving me Torah? Give the Torah through Rabbi Akiva. And Rabbi Akiva is a Einikul, that's the Shalom Aleichem. Rabbi Akiva, Vane Kum Tayid, and very when the Zayid, and Vane Shtamta. So in London, every second person, I've been a Einikul, from Noyam Al-Melech, from the Mejer Buzha, from the Bnei Soscho, from the Chsam Sofer, I've heard it all. Rabbi Akiva says, very when the Zayid, Hama ben Amdasa, Ha'agogi, Tzoyder, Kol HaYehudim. That's even the Zayid for Rabbi Akiva. The question is, how in the world does Haman HaRoshe have an Einikul Rabbi Akiva? Haman was an Einikul 21 generations to Esav. Anybody wants the source, we may speak about it on spare time. 21, and we know the name of each and every one of them, straight out from Haman to Esav. Eliphaz, Amalek, Agag, the whole bunch, as appears in Perek Yud Gimel Masechet Sofrim, it's a Mishnah. Who are, what's the yichas of whom? So Rabbi Akiva is a enekel von Esav, the elder Zayde, and insufficient af and veg is an enekel of Haman. The problem is, and so is a problem which is a b'chassam sefer, neyta b'yehudo, g'doyle v'toyvim, if nishba HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'kisei HaKavod shaloi, she'ein mekablim gerim me'amalek, how in the world does Haman, who is Amaleki, have an enekel, not only an enekel, but he's sitting in Bnei Brak, Marbitz Teira Barabi. This is the question which I would like to discuss. I only have 10 minutes to go. So let's try to wrap it up. In the mitzvah of Mechiras Amalek, we find a fundamental machloikes between the Rambam and Rashi. Shitas HaRambam, that the entire mitzvah of Mechiras Amalek is only to kill mankind. Zohar ad Nekeva. Nothing more. Rashi at the end of Parshas Kiseise says, Emche Zecher Amolek, Timche Zecher Amolek, Meish ad Isho, Meoilel ad Yoinek, Mishoir Atze, Shitas Rashi, that the mitzvah Mechias Amolek is a mitzvah said not only for mankind, but also of animals of Amolek. The source of Rashi is really the same Mechilta. And I quote, the Mechilta says, Rabbi Lezer Amidori went wild when he came to Amalek. Oime nishba HaKadosh Baruch Hu noch Amol b'kise HaKavod shaloi. Im ani oniach nin v'neched la'Amalek, shelo yoimru gomol shel Amalek, rochel shel Amalek. And 42 years ago, I used to have a chavrusa, his name is Arav Shimon Moshe Diskin. I was a young boy, he was a Rosh Hashiva in Kolteir Yeshiva, a guy in Elam, he wrote a Sefer Masa Samel. And I've heard from him as follows. What does it mean, Nin Vanechel Amalek? Nin Vanechel Amalek is Amalek. Amalek is a genetic mutation. You can't get rid of it. So what is Nin Vanechel Amalek? If the Zayt is Amalek, the Einikol Zechet Amalek. Where is the Amalek of the Einikol? What's Nin Vanechel? Weiter, what is the punchline of Shelo Yomru Gomel Shel Amalek? How do you read this? And the Netziv is somewhat puzzled by this comparison of the Mechilte. He says as follows. We know there's a sugya sagmore in Kiddushin daf samach zayin omud beis shteit in the gemore legaber didin from leisechaya kol neshoma bazayin umis. There is a halacha that the zayin umis is a din of leisechaya kol neshoma. Other umis, there's no din. The question, the Gemara is talking about a kinyan of Eved Knaini, says the Gemara, that be'umois oile chachar zohar. Meaning, if a person is a zohar, if a person is, the father is a adoimi, let's say, and the mother is a mitzris, what is the son? Adoimi. If the father is a mitzri, and the mother is zayin amamin, prizi yevusi, is a mitzri. Vice versa, if the father is Zayin Umus, Girgoshi, Prizi, Yevusi, and the mother is Mitzris, he gets this genetic mutation. Although in Bayidin, we know we go boss of the mother, by Egoim, when there's a mixed marriage between two Umus, Hoylech Achar Hazoch. That's Naloch. Now, what happens if a daughter of Amalek had 50% boys and girls, is not different statistically than any other part of the population. What happened to Einikel from Amalek, who is, his father happens to be an Adoimi, his father happens to be a Mitzri, his father happens to be a Moyavi, Amoini, and his mother is from Amalek. Is there a Mitzvah Mechias Amalek or not? So I got news for you. The Rambam in Sefer Moir Nevuchim says as follows. The Rambam says, why the world is precious? Vaishlach, full of the Einiklach of Esav, got married, and this, aluf that. Who cares? Like, why is it? What importance does it have? So let me read the Rambam. Omnam sipu mishpechois bnei seir v'yachsom, umipnei mitzvahachas. Perek gimel, I'm sorry, chelek gimel, perek nun. Vehu shashem izborach tzivo limcho zera amolek levad, ve'amolek omnam oyo ben elifas, aval shah bnei Esav letzivo lehogom. וכבר נסחתן איסו בבני סעיר ונסער וזרו בזרום, ואינם כולם בני המולק, אבל הם בני פלויני ונסחסו להמולק, ליועס אימא מהמולק. The Rambam says clearly and precisely, the reason why the Torah specifies the Yichus of Esav is because Esav intermarried within the family. And they married into cousins. So some of the Einikov, you have to know, that only the branch, Ben Achar Ben, from Esav, from Eliphaz, there is a mitzvah Mechias HaMolek in generations to come. But any other branch which came from a daughter, steht in Rambam, is talking mitzvah Mechias HaMolek. Why? Because Be'umos Elokach HaZocher, at that time, if the mitzvah was only on this Zera, there is no, the mother, even if the mother comes from Amalek, from Eliphaz, it doesn't come. Rashi learns, no. Rashi learns that the same thing is a halacha to kill the behemoth of Amalek. A behemoth doesn't have any yichus. You're not allowed to leave a tree. You have a palm tree, a beautiful tree, says, there, dekel, zeshal Amalek, eradicate. Says the Mechilta, the Rambam doesn't paskel like this Mechilta, but Rashi does. Shelo yom nishba kodesh baruch hu shalom hu nim vanechad la amalek. Nim vanechad is indeed not amalek. Because in Hilchas Yuchsim be'um asoy lechacha azocher, he is now a dumi, he is a mitzri, he is whatever he is. Shelo yom hu gomel shel amalek. But besides the mitzvah of timches, zera amalek. There is a mitzvah to kill zeche amalek. To eradicate any memory, not to perpetuate the name of Amalek, one must kill not only Amalek, who is Amaleki in his identity, in his Yichus, in Yichus Yuchsin, but also there is Amalek, which is an Amalek Mitzad, the Mimele, as follows. Bnei Bonov shel homon lom du toyer bebnei brak. You know what the Rabbi Yonasan Eibishit says? I got 3 minutes to go and I have to wrap it up. I believe time is of the essence. Rabbi Yonasan Eibishitz comes alone and says that Homa, the reason why Shaul did not kill Agog, because his mother was from Amalek, not his father, which is contradicting to this Masechah Seifrim, Zokht Rabbi Yonasan Eibishitz, Venire, that Agog Melech Amalek, the Zedah from Homon, was a halacha of Ben Tachas Em. He was a son of a daughter. He wasn't a Zera Amalek Ben Achaben. He was Bo Minoim. As I state in Pirush Ahavas Yonasan, whoever has the Sefer, and he comes along and says, why did Shaul not kill? David held that he's really not a Amalek. Why? Because his mother is from Amalek, not his father. That's why he did not kill him. As I state in Rabbi Yonasan. However, the halacha, we say the machlek is the Rashi and the Rambam, if there is a mitzvah to kill Zecher Amalek and Azer Amalek. I would like to suggest as follows. What is the difference, according to Rashi, that one must kill the Amalek, not only the Einikol Mitzad Ho'av, who is Zer Amalek, but also somebody that in Hilchus Yuchsin is Amalek Mitzad the Ein, who is Zecher Amalek. I would like to suggest the following. This halacha of Ein Mekavlin Geirim Me'amalek Nishba HaKadosh Baruch Hu is only beyachas to someone who is Amaleki Ben Acharben from Amalek. However, somebody who is Ba'izilchus Yichus, not Amaleki, but is only being eradicated, being that he is associated with Amalek as part of Zecher Amalek, that person could be Megar. Why? Sheyna Chilaka B'Faros. The reason why you kill an Einikol, you know, Rebbeuch Ber, was a Shiva of Kamenitz, came back from Reb Chaim Brisker, and they asked him, "What has you learned by Reb Chaim? What did you learn by Reb Chaim?" So he said, "The Rebbe Gizokt, listen to this. It's two shtickles there from Reb Chaim in Sefer, Sain Hilchis Macholos Asuras, and Sain Hilchis Isuri Bia by Kehuna. The Rebbe Fleck Jogun, I will say it in Yiddish because I don't want to kill it away, and I will translate simultaneously." The Rebbe fix zogen as aferd is aferd, weil er is aferd, nicht weil er kommt von aferd. Meaning, and he said the same thing, a Kohen, forget about aferd, because we're talking about Yetzim in Aisr, something you could easier relate to. A Kohen is a Kohen, not because he comes from a Kohen, but rather because he is a Kohen. There is no reason, the fact that your father was a Kohen does not make you a Kohen. There is a mishpachas keuna, a shevet keuna. For the very same reason that your father is a Kohen, you are a Kohen. He's no greater Kohen than you.
If you weren't the son of your father, you would have never been misyaches to Shevet HaKehuna to be called a Kohen as a Kohen. But today, that you are a son of your father, this title, this yichus of Kehuna is because you by yourself are a Kohen, just like your father is a Kohen. Hazei fekt Reb Chaim Zogon, he says, big nafkeminis, is nafkeminis sign yuchis yuchsin, and nafkeminis in yoitzmin also, the gabem ha'cholis in ha'suvas, afeld is afeld, vala is afeld, nish vala kumfen afeld. And this is a fascinating whole sugi in Bukhairas, the Vov Zayin in Ches, the Inka Mokom Lark. Imele, when somebody goes to kill Enekel for Amalek, who is Amaleki in Hilchus Yuchsin, indeed, a fleshike zaftike Amalek. He's going to kill him. So he's killing that, he's not killing the Zayd Amalek, he's killing a member of the tribe. Any member of the club is due. Elach Fadin, you kill him because he's Amaleki. So you cannot be Megayer somebody who is Amalek Medin Amalek. But when you are not allowed to kill, when you're supposed to eradicate the Zeicher Amalek, a behemoth from Amalek, what are you doing? You say, the Amalek from Amal, the Elter Zeid is a Chalas Adogo, the Elter Zeid Amalek, you are in essence eradicating the residual from the Zecher of the Zayde Amalek. You're not killing today's Amalek. He doesn't have essence, any identity in essence of Amalek. So what you're doing is, you say, Leitishkach, never ever forget the Zayde Amalek, because if you're going to live a tree or an animal, or in essence, according to Rashi, an anicle who is Min Habas, you are living a Zecher for the Zayde Amalek. However, Geirus is a very, very fantastic phenomenon. Geirus is something that Geirshin is Gaia Kekot Shanayla Dom. So he loses his entire kirva, he loses his entire name. In the second you Megayer, you're no longer Zecher Amalek because you're newborn. If you are Amalek, so then you remain Amalek because you are Amalek, you cannot take off this genetic mutation. But if in Yichus you are, then the Geirus helps. The reason why Bnei Banov Shel Haman Lomdu Torah B'Vnei Brak, this Bnei Brak Amalekim are indeed Einiklach of Haman. And Haman, this is not my Shtikol Torah, state Haman was an Einikl of Agog. Haman ben Amdose Ho Agogi. And Agog was an Einikl from Amalek. Let's go back through the chain of generations. Through the mother. Being that he was through the mother, he is the one that the Geirus is very well accepted. I would like just to end off with a mint. One more minute. You know, this week we had Purim Kohen. And I got news for you, and for the previous speaker as well. The Nes of Purim happened, according to most Rishonim, in Eshana Muberes. The Nes of Purim happened in Odor Rishon, not in Odor Sheni. Got news for you. The Nes of Purim happened in Odor Rishon, not in Odor Sheni. Again, on the spur of time, I'm willing to elaborate. The reason, the Gemara asked the Kasha, maybe we should make Purim in Odor Rishon? The Gemara says the only reason why they were Kevei and Mordechai in Odor Sheni is because you have to be Masmich Geula LeGeula of Pesach. But otherwise, there is. It says in the Shulchan Aruch, and I'm always fascinated when I come here to Torah Way, how beautiful it is to start off the day with a Torah Way. Okay? Some people don't come because they have a Roda Way, not Torah Way. But most of the people who are here are coming to start the day with a Torah Way. You know, it says in Shulchan Aruch, the last Seif in Shulchan Aruch Erechaim, that you have to make a mishte v'simche in Purim Kotn as well. Why, says the Ramah? Because it says a pasuk, v'toiv leiv mishte tomid. Toiv leiv mishte tomid. Therefore, you're supposed to be marbe besud. So this week, we passed Purim Kotn, Shushan Purim Kotn, you're supposed to be marbe besud. I'll tell you pshat. Rabbi Kiva Eger says pshat. Rabbi Kiva Eger says as follows. Listen to this. Says Rabbi Kiva Eger, the Mishnah says, "Ein ben Ador Rishon la Ador Sheni, Elo Kriyas Hamegilah Matanas Levyein." Comes along, the Gemara says, "Holy Inyan Hesped V'Tainis Zev Zeshovim." The Gemara doesn't say, "Holy Inyan Sudav Mishta Zev Zeshovim." But if you read the Mishnah face value, those who learn the Mishnah, they only, they don't read the Gemara, ain't bein other rishon, boom rishon, other rishon, other sheni, ella kriyas haMegillah and matanas lagen. Anything else, there is no difference, no distinction. Zogt Rabbi Kivega, this is nishkan chassidish avot. Rabbi Kivega is avot. Zogt Rabbi Kivega, the Gemara in Sanhedrin, daf tzadik amud beis says as follows. Says the Gemara, I'm sorry, daf kuf amud beis says as follows. Kol yemei oni roim, all the life of the oni are bad. The Toivlev Mishter Talmud. Omar Avzeira, my diksiv, kol yemei oni roim, elu bali Gemara. Says Rashi, you learn Gemara, you have bad days, you can't understand, it's teeth, it's long. Toivlev Mishter Talmud is bali Mishnah, those who only learn a Mishnah. Because the Mishnah, says Rashi, it's easy, noyach lilmoy. Says Rabbi Kiva Eger, whoever reads the Mishnah, em benad rishon la'ado sheni elo, Matanas of Yainim and Kriyas HaMegillah read that anything else that shove it. Says the Ramah, V'toiv lev mishne tomid. For this Bale Mishne, V'toiv lev mishne tomid, you should know, you should drink always. The Shulchan Aruch begins with Shivisi Hashem L'negdi tomid and ends off with Toiv lev mishne tomid. A bracha here to the Kehillah, there should be Take. Start the day with Shivisi Hashem L'negdi tomid and end off always with Toiv